White Clay Market Space was formed with the intention of buying one of the closed liquor stores and converting it into an intentional makerspace for Pine Ridge area artisans. A building has since been purchased and remodeled for that purpose, and recently District Rotary members from Hot Springs and Rapid City secured a $60,000 grant from the Rotary Foundation to support the makerspace. Rapid City Rotary member Linda Peterson helped secure the grant. She is looking forward to the economic buildup for not only Pine Ridge area artists and craft makers, but also to the positive development of White Clay.
We do need to rectify the wrongs that were done and all around the reservation, and that is one area that felt so bad. I mean, everybody was so disappointed in that whole scenario for so many years. So now to have an opportunity to do something good and build up a business. White Clay is actually, there's several businesses going on there now. So it is kind of a little boomlet of economic development going on around. And the owner of the building is buying more land and going to build some more facilities there for the public. So it could be a very major artist hub and visitor industry site to come and see. So we are really excited about it. It's pretty awesome.
Elements of the grant will go into providing needed tools and equipment for these artists and craft makers to produce their work. This means the building will have 5 unique centers that include quilting and beading, painting and drawing, photography, woodworking, and conference rooms. It'll have a gallery of art in front and a stand-up supply shop for artists and craft makers. In partnership with First Peoples Fund, artists can attend training sessions for development of their small businesses of art production, such as entrepreneurship, marketing, online marketing, and more. Currently, the program is in its infancy and will develop in coming years. For SDPB, I'm Richard Tubels in Rapid City.